the gospel reading today, we hear this exchange between these priests and Levites who came from Jerusalem to ask John the Baptist who he is. And not only did he acknowledge that he was not the Christ, but then they asked him, well, who are you then? Are you Elias? He said, no. Well, are you the prophet? He said, no. Now, to make clear what that all means, they know that Elijah, Elias, is to come before the coming of the Lord. So they're asking him, because that's made very clear in the prophecy of St. Malachi. And St. John the Baptist is saying, no, he is not. Nor is he the prophet. The prophet has made clear that God is going to raise up a prophet like me, Moses said in Deuteronomy. And so that's who they're asking him, are you the prophet? Well, we know that in that sense, Jesus is the prophet, and he is the Christ, he is the Messiah. Now, if that's the case, then doesn't Elijah have to come first? The answer is yes. And Jesus himself told his apostles that if you are ready to accept it, John the Baptist is Elijah. And you look at this and say, well, wait a minute, John the Baptist just said, I'm not Elijah. And Jesus says that he is. So either Jesus is wrong, which is impossible because he's God, or St. John the Baptist is wrong, and that would mean that he didn't even seem to know that he was the forerunner of the Christ, which is totally ludicrous. Because he's the one who told us that there is one who has stood in your midst whom you do not know, who has been set above me. The sandal, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to unfasten. That would be the task of the best man at a wedding. So what he is laying out for us is that he is indeed the forerunner of the Christ. The Lord himself is the bridegroom, and St. John the Baptist is the best man. He knew who he was, so why is he saying that I'm not? Because he's not the historical figure of Elijah. He came in the spirit of Elijah. So we know that Elijah is going to have to return. Elijah has not yet died. He was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind. And he has not died yet. He has to come back. He has to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord, which will be at the end. And in so doing, the historical person of Elijah will be there. St. John the Baptist was not the historical person of Elias. But he is in the spirit of Elijah. Because remember, when Elijah was taken up into heaven, well, just before he left, he asked Elisha if there was anything he could do. He said, ask and whatever you want. And he said, I want a twofold of your spirit. And he said, oh, that's a hard one. He said, well, if you actually see me taken up, then you will receive what you ask for, and if you don't, you won't. And Elisha saw the horses and the chariots, the fire horses and chariots, coming and picking up Elijah. And then Elijah dropped his cloak, the hairy cloak, which was made usually out of just wool, but could be hair from a different animal, was the sign of a prophet. And so it showed him to be the successor of Elijah, but also that he had received a double portion of the spirit of Elijah. Now, once that was given in that manner, that spirit of Elijah then could be passed to others. It wasn't necessary that it was to Elisha alone, but it could be given to others as well. And that's exactly what we see with St. John the Baptist, that he has that spirit of Elijah. He is sent to prepare the way of the Lord. And that's exactly what he is doing. So he is not the historical person of Elijah, but he comes in the spirit of Elijah, or I should say with the spirit of Elijah. So the Jewish people to this day are still awaiting the return of Elijah. Every year at Passover, they have an empty spot at the table, all set, a chair sitting there, and that is in case Elijah comes, that he will be welcome at their table. We too are awaiting the day that Elijah will return, because that will mark the preparation for the end. When he comes, along with Enoch, who has also not died, the two of them, we read in the book of Revelation, will be put to death. The people will rejoice because these two were harassing the people so much, meaning telling them to quit sinning and start acting the way they're supposed to and do the will of God. And because the people don't want to change, they will finally kill them both. But they won't bury them, which again, you put that into a Jewish perspective. Remember, when someone dies, they have to be buried before sundown. We're told that they left the bodies for 3.5 days laying in the street while they all rejoiced and even exchanged presents with one another because these two prophets who harassed them so badly were finally put to death. And isn't this a great thing? Until they arose from the dead and the people all saw that. That's what's going to happen with Elijah. That is in the future. As we look back and we see what happened with St. John the Baptist, as what happened with the prophet Elisha, they received that spirit of Elijah and were able to operate according to that spirit. Now, Elisha was already a prophet, but he received the twofold portion of the spirit of Elijah, which is why he was able to do the extraordinary kinds of things that he did. Very first thing, and all the guild of the prophets were there watching, and he took the mantle that Elijah had dropped, and he smacked the water with it, and the water separated, and he walked right across the river, and they all said, he has the spirit of Elijah. So the miracles that came through Elisha were done through that spirit of Elijah. It wasn't just a spirit of prophecy, but it was more than that. St. John the Baptist had that same spirit. We don't hear about a single miracle that he worked. We don't hear about him raising from the dead. We don't hear about him, smacking the river and crossing it. We just hear him going out into the river and baptizing people for the repentance, for the forgiveness of their sins. But remember, a prophet's task is to preach. The prophet's task is to tell the people God's will for them, not to predict the future, not to work miracles. That's not what a prophet is all about. A prophet is to tell the people the will of God, to call them to repentance, do whatever it is that's necessary, and that's exactly what we see St. John the Baptist doing. So any time that there is going to be what the Old Testament would call a day of the Lord, a day that God is going to intervene in the world in an extraordinary way, he is going to send somebody with the spirit of Elijah to be able to prepare the people so that they can repent, so that they can have their hearts open to the Lord, so that they can be ready when whatever this intervention is going to be. So that's something that, when we look at that answer from John the Baptist and wonder, what does this mean? It means that he's not the physical person, the historical person of Elijah, but he has the spirit of Elijah. And that is something, as I said, it's not only for him, it's not only for Elisha, it is for anyone whom God will send before God intervenes in the world to prepare the hearts of the people, as it says in Malachi, to turn the hearts of the children back to their fathers, the hearts of the fathers back to their children. Our Heavenly Father's heart has never turned away from us. It's we who have turned from him. And that's the task of Elijah, turn us back to God our Father.